Bonjour et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome once again to Coffee Break French. In lesson 25, we're going shopping. On fait du shopping. And you're going to be learning useful phrases for buying souvenirs and postcards and things like that, and also dealing with money. We hope that you find this lesson useful. First of all, what is the word for a shop?
Un magasin.
Un magasin. Très bien. Un magasin. And can you remember the verb to buy?
Acheter.
Acheter. Okay, it's spelled sort of like acheter, but you run that together and it becomes acheter.
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 So we've got le magasin, acheter. To go shopping or to do some shopping, there's lots of different ways of saying this, but possibly the best way is to say faire du shopping.
Faire du shopping.
So faire is to do or to make. Du shopping, obviously the English word, translated into a French accent, faire du shopping.
Faire du shopping.
So, and how would you say I like to do shopping?
Would it be j'aime faire du shopping?
J'aime faire du shopping. Très bien. J'aime faire du shopping. Now, one other phrase that we'll learn while we're talking about this is the phrase for window shopping. Window shopping in French is quite figurative because, in actual fact, it's the idea of looking at something in a window and wanting it so much that you end up licking the window. Faire du lèche-vitrine.
Faire du lèche-vitrine.
Okay, so lécher is the verb to lick. Vitrine is the word for a window in the shop window. So, faire du lèche-vitrine.
Faire du lèche-vitrine.
Okay, so that's just a little bit of vocabulary to get us started. Let's think now about the kind of things that we might want to say when we're visiting shops. In a department store, or indeed in a market, you might want to ask, where can I buy such and such? And that's something that we covered last time. Can you remember how you would say, where can one buy?
Où est-ce qu'on peut acheter?
Très bien. Où est-ce qu'on peut acheter? Now, we're going to change this slightly to give you another alternative, and that would be saying, où est-ce que je peux acheter?
Où est-ce que je peux acheter?
And what would that mean?
Well, je means I, so does it mean, where can I buy?
Yeah, où est-ce que je peux acheter du café? Taking the example from previously, où est-ce que je peux acheter du café?
Où est-ce que je peux acheter du café?
Where can I buy coffee? And similarly, in a department store, you might want to say, où est-ce que je peux acheter des vêtements?
Où est-ce que je peux acheter des vêtements?
Now, les vêtements are clothes. Les vêtements.
Les vêtements.
Okay, où est-ce que je peux acheter des vêtements?
Où est-ce que je peux acheter des vêtements?
So, let's imagine the situation. You go into a shop, and possibly the first thing that somebody would say to you is, je peux vous aider?
Je peux vous aider?
Je peux vous aider?
Je peux vous aider?
Aider is the verb to help, so can I help you? Je peux vous aider?
Je peux vous aider?
An alternative version of that you may hear is, puis-je vous aider?
Puis-je vous aider?
Means exactly the same thing. Je peux vous aider? Puis-je vous aider? Can I help you? And if you're just looking, then you can say, I'm looking. Je regarde.
Je regarde.
So that will save you buying anything. Je regarde.
Je regarde.
However, of course, you may want to buy something, and if that's the case, possibly one of the things that you would want to do is try something on. And we're going to use our phrase again. Est-ce que je peux? Est-ce que je peux?
Est-ce que je peux?
Est-ce que je peux means?
Can I?
Can I do something? So to try it is l'essayer.
L'essayer.
Now that's one of these L apostrophes because essayer means to try.
Essayer.
And l'essayer means to try it.
L'essayer.
And in French, you just try something. You don't really try it on, you just try. So there's no word for on there. Est-ce que je peux l'essayer?
Est-ce que je peux l'essayer?
So imagine a situation, you're holding up a top or a pair of trousers or something. Est-ce que je peux l'essayer, s'il vous plaît?
Est-ce que je peux l'essayer, s'il vous plaît?
Can I try it on? Est-ce que je peux l'essayer, s'il vous plaît?
Est-ce que je peux l'essayer, s'il vous plaît?
So let's imagine you're trying something on and you're going to have to say whether it suits you or whether it doesn't, if it's too big, too small, or if it's perfect. So let's start with it's too big. We're going to use the word big, which is?
Grand.
Grand. And the word too, as in too much?
Trop.
Trop. So to say it's too big, you would say c'est trop grand.
C'est trop grand.
It's too big. C'est trop grand.
C'est trop grand.
And if it were too small, what would you say?
C'est trop petit.
C'est trop petit.
C'est trop petit.
It might be the case that you just don't like something. In which case, you would say, ça ne me plaît pas.
Ça ne me plaît pas.
So literally, that doesn't please me. Ça ne me plaît pas.
Ça ne me plaît pas.
And the opposite of that would be, of course, ça me plaît.
Ça me plaît.
Ça me plaît.
Ça me plaît.
So if you decide that you're going to take it, you can say, je le prends.
Je le prends.
We've come across prends before when we're talking about je prends un café.
I'll have a coffee.
Yeah, je prends un café. I'll have a coffee. So, je le prends, I'll take it. Literally in the present tense, I am taking it.
Je le prends.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. Now, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break French experience, then you can sign up for the premium version of the course. And that includes video versions of each lesson, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes and also bonus audio episodes available to help you consolidate what you've learned in the main episode. You can find out more about the premium version of Coffee Break French at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. If you then wanted to ask how much it was, perhaps you should ask that before you say if you're taking it. You would say, how much is it? Ça coûte combien?
Ça coûte combien?
Literally, that costs how much? Ça coûte combien?
Ça coûte combien?
And you may be told the price. Ça coûte, par exemple, 30 euros.
Ça coûte 30 euros.
So, ça coûte 30 euros, that costs...
30 euros.
30 euros, exactly. Now, we're coming back to can I again here, and I'd like to see if you can work out how you would say can I pay with a credit card? Now, the word to pay is payer.
Payer.
And a credit card is literally a card of credit. Une carte de crédit.
Une carte de crédit.
So, can I pay with a credit card, Anna?
Est-ce que je peux payer avec une carte de crédit?
Très bien. Une carte de crédit.
Une.
Est-ce que je peux payer avec une carte de crédit?
Est-ce que je peux payer avec une carte de crédit?
It's a little tricky to say. Une carte de crédit.
Une carte de crédit.
Est-ce que je peux payer avec une carte de crédit?
Est-ce que je peux payer avec une carte de crédit?
Très bien. Okay, so if you are paying by credit card as a tourist, then it's very likely that you would be asked for some kind of identification. It might be your passport or a national identity card or something. So you may be asked, est-ce que je peux voir votre carte d'identité, s'il vous plaît?
Est-ce que je peux voir votre carte d'identité, s'il vous plaît?
Yeah, so this is something you're more likely to hear. Can I see your identity card? And handing it over, you can say voici, or voici mon passeport. Here's my passport. Voici.
Voici.
Voici mon passeport.
Voici mon passeport.
Voici ma carte d'identité.
Voici ma carte d'identité.
Now, if you choose not to pay with a credit card, you'll be using les espèces. Les espèces.
Les espèces.
And that's paying by cash. Je paie en espèces.
Je paie en espèces.
I'm paying by cash. Je paie en espèces.
Je paie en espèces.
Or, je paie avec une carte de crédit.
Je paie avec une carte de crédit.
OK, now you may also be asked, voulez-vous un sac?
Voulez-vous un sac?
Voulez-vous means...
Would you like? Do you want?
Do you want, more accurately, yeah. Voulez-vous, do you want? Voulez-vous un sac? Un sac, what do you think un sac is?
I think it's not a sack, but a bag.
Yes, exactly. They're not going to give you your purchases away in a sack, but in a bag. Un sac.
Un sac.
Voulez-vous un sac?
Voulez-vous un sac?
It's sometimes, in certain situations, called un sachet. Un sachet.
Un sachet.
Voulez-vous un sac?
Voulez-vous un sac?
And if you don't get offered un sac, you could ask for one. How would you say, can I to have a bag, please?
Est-ce que je peux avoir un sac, s'il vous plaît?
Très bien. You remembered avoir. Avoir is the verb to have. Est-ce que je peux avoir un sac, s'il vous plaît?
Est-ce que je peux avoir un sac, s'il vous plaît?
Okay. Now, you may also, when you're paying, be asked if you would like le ticket.
Le ticket.
Le ticket is your receipt, the sales ticket. Le ticket.
Le ticket.
Or le reçu.
Le reçu.
Le reçu.
Le reçu.
And once again, if you don't get offered that, you could say, can I have the ticket or the receipt, please?
Est-ce que je peux avoir le reçu, s'il vous plaît?
Est-ce que je peux avoir le reçu, s'il vous plaît?
Est-ce que je peux avoir le reçu, s'il vous plaît?
OK, très bien. Now, Anna, I'm going to test something that we did last week, and that was the alphabet, this time by giving you the names of some famous shops that you might come across on your shopping trip to Paris. Okay, so get ready to either write them down or work them out in your head as I spell these names. First of all, L-O-U-I-S-V-U-I-T-T-O-N. Okay, hopefully the listeners have worked it out. Anna, what is it?
Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton, c'est ça. Okay, what about this one? C-H-A-N-E-L. Très facile.
Chanel.
Chanel. OK. Try this one. This is a bookstore or a book and CD store in France. F-N-A-C.
Fnac.
C'est la Fnac. It's the Fnac, which is a books and music store, kind of like Borders, I suppose, where you can buy all sorts of books, CDs and computer things and stuff like that. Okay, what about this one? P-I-M-K-I-E. Okay, you may not be familiar with this one. What is it?
Pimkie?
Pimkie, yeah, it's a clothes shop, a ladies' clothes shop or a girls' clothes shop. Okay, here's another clothes shop. J-E-N-N-Y-F-E-R.
Jennifer.
Jennifer, c'est ça. Okay, let's try another one. Okay, ce magasin est un magasin espagnol de vêtements. Okay, Z-A-R-A.
Zara.
Zara, c'est ça. Ok, ou Zara, en espagnol. Zara, Z-A-R-A, un magasin espagnol de vêtements. What is it?
It's a Spanish clothes shop.
Très bien. Okay, another very common shop in France would be M-O-N-O-P-R-I-X.
Monoprix.
Monoprix, c'est ça. It's a kind of supermarket, come department store, sells lots of different things. Okay, let's try one more. And this is kind of going to the other extreme from Monoprix. This is a designer shop named after the designer. And it's spelled Yves Saint Laurent. Anna, who is this designer and which shop is it?
The designer is Yves Saint Laurent.
Ah, and the shop is Yves Saint Laurent. Très bien. Okay, some practice there on some shopping with the spelling that we learned last week. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench. And we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.